Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We made it through the State of the Union. We made it through a lot of the lies and slurring from Joe Biden. And now back to the things that actually matter that are happening in Washington, D.C. And one of the biggest things that's happening the day after the State of the Union is the Twitter former executives were called before Congress to explain what all they did with the Hunter Biden story, shadow banning conservatives and silencing people that ask questions about COVID. In other words, why are you working for the United States government? Remember, FBI and the Twitter files show that there was lots of meetings that were taking place and they were just saying, we don't like this person, silence them, shadow ban them, shut them down, shut them down. Our government, the United States of America, that's supposed to believe in free speech, is a fundamental right. Our deep state was silencing conservatives, left and right. Now, there's been members on the left and then the media that say, well, we don't know for sure that the FBI was actually meeting with Twitter. Well, today we have an official answer from the former Twitter safety head, Yoel Roth, who actually said on the record today, yes, I had many meetings with the FBI. In fact, so many meetings that he couldn't even answer for sure how many he had. Take a listen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Matt Taibbi, a respected reporter who published much of the Twitter files, said, quote, Twitter's contact with FBI was constant and pervasive as if it were a subsidiary. Now, I want to better understand why he would suggest that. Mr. Roth, while at Twitter, how many meetings did you have with the FBI?
I couldn't say for sure, but I
would say more than 10.
That's a reasonable estimate. I couldn't say for sure.
More than 50?
That seems a bit high.
Many meetings with the FBI.
Seems a bit high, but I couldn't say for sure. I'm not exactly sure. Now think about meetings. Does that mean emails? No, that means actual face-to-face meetings. Twitter executives we know through the emails show that they were in constant contact. Now there's people that I work with and I don't actually see that often. There are people that I email with on a regular basis that I've worked with for years that I actually have never met. But there were certain meetings that apparently the FBI wanted to make sure they were offline, meaning they weren't meetings where there were paper trails of what was going to be said, what was going to be talked about, what was going to be communicated. So when you have FBI officials that are actually flying to meet with Twitter executives, you know it had to be something damn good, right? Something they didn't really want us to be able to find and or talk about or see or hear or have a paper trail of what the conversation was about. So we know now for a fact that the FBI, the deep state, was actually doing this. That's problematic. Welcome to a government that's no longer looking out for the people, but is actively working against people they don't like to actively silence them. That is the truth here. That's what actually is happening and was happening for years at Twitter. Now, three former Twitter executives have now, quote, acknowledged today mistakes with the Hunter Biden laptop story. They also went on to claim that there was, quote, no government involvement. Yeah, no government involvement. All right, so let's look at some of the things they did admit to. Here's another back and forth talking about a House Republican asking a Twitter executive about blacklisting any of the COVID critics the U.S. government and Fauci didn't want out there. This is Representative Nancy Mace. She is a Republican. And she was talking on the House Oversight Committee about censoring on the issue of COVID information. Listen very carefully to what Twitter admits to doing.
Another example of what Twitter has done to censor folks is from Dr. Martin Kulldorff, a Harvard-educated epidemiologist who once tweeted, COVID vaccines are important for high-risk people and their caretakers. Those with prior natural infection do not need it, nor children. The Twitter files reveal this tweet was deemed false information because it ran contrary to the CDC. So my first question this morning of Ms. Gaddy, may I ask of you, where did you go to medical school?
I did not go to medical school.
I'm sorry?
I did not go to medical school.
That's what I thought. Why do you think you or anyone else at Twitter had the medical expertise to censor a doctor's expert opinion?
Our policies regarding COVID were designed to protect individuals. We were seeing...
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors, Stanford-educated doctors, doctors that are educated in the best places in the world, and you silenced those voices. My next question is, did the U.S. government... Oh, excuse me, I have another chart I want to show you, Ms. Gaddy. I have another tweet by someone with a following of a full 18,000 followers. This person put a chart from the CDC on Twitter. It's the CDC's own data, so it's accurate by your standards. And you all labeled this as misleading. You're not a doctor, right, Ms. Gaddy?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What makes you think you or anyone else of Twitter have the medical expertise to censor actual, accurate CDC data?
I'm not familiar with these particular situation.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not. But this is what Twitter did. They labeled this as inaccurate. It is the government's own data. It's ridiculous that we're even having to have this conversation today. It's not just about the laptop. This is about medical advice that expert doctors were trying to give Americans because social media companies like Twitter were silencing their voices.
Wow. What makes you think you or anyone else at Twitter have the medical experience to censor a doctor's expert opinion, and that expert opinion is coming from the own United States government's data? This is what Twitter was doing, because anytime they decided they didn't like something, what they decided to do was censor them, including Harvard-educated doctors, epidemiologists who were talking about who should and shouldn't be taking the COVID vaccine. But when it didn't fit the Fauci psychotic narrative, they shut people down. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. If you've got a cell phone, then you need to make the switch to the only Christian conservative cell phone coming to the U.S. Why? Because when you pay your bill and every time you make a phone call or send a text message, you're supporting conservative Christian causes that you believe in. If you are fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, then stand with a company that actually does. Make the switch today. You're going to get a free month of service plus free activation with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative wireless provider. They use the same towers that you're on right now. You get to keep your same phone many times and your same phone number. Plus, they defend and protect our First and Second Amendment rights. They also make sure they stand up for the unborn. They offer nationwide coverage, and they are an amazing company. When you pay your bill, you are supporting what you believe in. Now, right now, you can try Patriot Mobile for 2 months and get your third month free. Plus, get free activation. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. So just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Or online at patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. Now, Congresswoman Boebert went off on Twitter for one other thing, banning her account, saying to them, who the hell do you think you are that you can just ban my account? You silence me from communicating with the American people over a joke that you then said I should be banned for.
We know how many FBI agents worked at Twitter while you were there?
I don't believe any active FBI agents.
Former FBI agents, how many worked there while you were there?
I'm aware of perhaps two.
Well, we know of at least nine because they started the BU group chat, BU for Bureau. Now, Mr. Roth, did the FBI ever ask you to share information like users' communication data without going through proper legal channels?
No, they did not, and I would have refused if they had.
That's correct. I see that you denied Agent Chan's request for access to Twitter's data feed. What's sick isn't that you would deny it. It's that the FBI would even ask you for the private data of American citizens without going through legal channels of the law. Now, I want to remind you, Mr. Roth, that you are under oath. Did the FBI ever ask you to do anything that was illegal or questionably legal?
I'm not a lawyer, but certainly not to the best of my recollection or knowledge.
Now, from the hearing that I've been a part of today, it's almost impossible to tell where the FBI ends and where Twitter begins. We have Mr. Baker here, a former FBI agent, and there seems to be a revolving door between the FBI and Twitter itself. Even Mr. Baker said that there was no collusion with the federal government and Twitter. But Mr. Baker, that's you. You are the collusion between the federal government and the FBI. And now with it, this is such a problem because we're seeing censorship all over. Mr. Roth, Ms. Gatti, did either of you approve the shadow banning of my account at Lauren Boebert? Yes or no?
No, I did not.
Not to the best of my recollection.
Well, let me refresh your memory because on March 12th, 2021, and Mr. Roth, I know you looked at it because Fascist Twitter 1.0 had a public interest exceptions policy, which means for members of Congress to be shadow banned, it had to go before you, Mr. Roth. So I'll ask again, did you shadow ban my account? Yes or no?
Again, not to the best of my recollection.
So the answer is, Mr. Roth, yes, you did. I found out last night from Twitter staff that you suppressed my account for this tweet. It's a freaking joke about Hillary Clinton being angry that she couldn't rig her election. It's a joke, but in response, being the sinister overlords that you all are, you placed a 90-day account filter so I could not be found. And now we see here that Twitter staff said the visibility filter on my account excluded me from top searches, prevented notifications for non-followers, and much more. This is considered an aggressive visibility filter. You silenced members of Congress from communicating with their constituents. You silenced me from communicating with the American people over a freaking joke. Now, who the hell do you think that you are? Election interference? Yeah, I would say that that was taking place because of you four sitting here. The Hunter Biden laptop story was suppressed. A sitting member of Congress was suppressed. A sitting president was banned from Twitter. You know, I bet that Putin is sitting in the Kremlin wishing he had as much election interference as you four here today.
Wow. I don't always agree with Boebert, but on this one, she makes a hell of a lot of good points.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Democrat Representative Stansberry called Twitter's censorship a, quote, a political conspiracy theory today. He claimed it was planted by Rudy Giuliani. That didn't go over well. Why? Because Representative Higgins told Twitter executives, in his words, based on what we've seen, executives might need to prepare to be arrested for criminal interference in the 2020 election based on now what we know. Listen carefully.
Bottom line is that the FBI had the Biden crime family laptop for a year. They knew it was leaking. They knew it would hurt the Biden campaign. So the FBI used its relationship with Twitter to suppress criminal evidence being revealed about Joe Biden 1 month before the 2020 elections. You, ladies and gentlemen, interfered with the United States of America 2020 presidential election, knowingly and willingly. That's the bad news. It's going to get worse because this is the investigation part. Later comes the arrest part. Your attorneys are familiar with that. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to spend 5 hours with these ladies and gentlemen during depositions surely yet to come. But for right now, I'll yield the balance of my time to my colleague, Mr.
I mean, I love it when Republicans actually act like they're Republicans and stand up this way. A congressman telling these Twitter executives to prepare to be arrested for criminal interference in the 2020 elections. Now, the Democrats had a strategy when it came to the Twitter files and how they were going to handle this. They were going to say, you guys are basically overreacting. We've already admitted the laptop's real. A Democrat from New Mexico, a Representative Stansbury, she actually said that the committee was wasting a day having a hearing about a political conspiracy theory. And then she says, look, the New York Times, the Washington Post now admitted the Hunter laptop is real, right? So why are you guys wasting our time? This is their strategy to fight back.
Is out there, and I want to thank you all for spending your day with us. But I also want to start out by asking, what are we doing here in this committee today? Why are we here? Why is this committee devoting a day-long hearing to a political conspiracy theory that was planted in the media by Rudy Giuliani to support Donald Trump's re-election campaign? Of all the topics we could be focused on in this committee to support us out.
I love this, right? So the logic now from the Democrats is, well, the New York Times and the Washington Post, after 2 years of lying to you, have admitted the laptop is real, and there's no reason to have this committee here today because it's a conspiracy theory. But then she's admitting it's real, but it's a conspiracy theory because that's the line they're going to use. This other Democrat from Florida, Jared, jumped in afterwards, attacking John Paul MacIsaac. He's saying he's actually a leaker. He's a guy who copied files off a private citizen's hard drive. So why are we here? By the way, that's a lie. Hunter Biden dropped his laptop off at his repair shop and then left it there. And then it became the property of John Paul MacIsaac. And then he gave it to the authorities. Why? Because he saw horrific and illegal activity on the laptop.
But let's move on to Hunter Biden's laptop. Your leaker, I always love this, by the way, you guys are against leakers unless they're leaking things you like. Your leaker, MacIsaac, and I love, you know, have you seen this guy? I mean, this is, he's like a Radio Shack dot matrix guy who copied files off a private citizen's hard drive. Okay.
That's just a lie. He didn't. Hunter Biden brought his laptop to the man, to the repair shop, and left it there and never came back to pick it up. And then this idiot goes on to say, we haven't even seen the laptop. We haven't even seen the hard drive. By the way, that's a lie. It's public information. It's literally in the congressional record. How do we know that? Because a copy of the hard drive was put into the congressional record by a congressman, Matt Gaetz, last year. But it'll lie to you anyway. And again, this is part of the cover-up of the left.
Entire theory is based off of. But I want to use his words. This is his own words, your guy, your leaker, the guy who gave you the information. There have been several attempts by several individuals to modify and insert fake data. I do know there has been multiple attempts over the past year and a half to insert questionable material into the laptop to pass off information or disinformation as coming to the coming from the laptop. He continued, "This is a major concern of mine because I fought tooth and nail to protect the integrity of the drive, and to jeopardize that is going to mean everything I sacrificed will be for nothing." Your guy, your leaker, questioning the integrity of the information you guys are peddling. By the way, why isn't he here? Bring him here. Let's ask him questions. And why haven't we seen the hard drive? You guys aren't shy. Why won't you show it to the American people?
I love this, right? Why won't you show it? Why isn't he here? John Paul MacIsaac, by the way, said there have been bad actors who have tried to put things out there claiming it came from the hard drive. That's what he did say. That's a fact, by the way. He didn't say he did it. He said there's people that have tried to pass off to put doubt out there about the authenticity of the hard drive that the FBI has that now is in the congressional record because we know it's been put in the congressional record. He's like, where's the hard drive? You have a damn copy of it, you idiot. These are the incompetent imbeciles of the left. One of the things that I know about what happened today is this. Twitter made it clear that they made up their standards for whatever the deep state and the liberal Democrats demanded. I'll give you a great example of that. They just said that basically, and this is a former Twitter official saying that it's standard. The standard they used to censor content was basically if they thought it was the equivalent of saying fire, yelling fire in a crowded theater.
Every day we had to decide whether a particular piece of content equated to yelling fire in a crowded theater. My work at Twitter and subsequently at Twitch put me in the middle.
Wow. I mean, literally fire in a crowded theater. That comes, by the way, from a Supreme Court case that justified putting anti-war activists in prison. And the precedent was overturned over 50 years ago. And Twitter then says that's what they were using as their justification for silencing conservatives every single day. So let's just use that theory for a second with Twitter. When you have people at the White House and you have Dr. Fauci emailing you, telling you they want to silence Harvard-educated doctors, epidemiologists, who are giving a different perspective on a COVID vaccine, and then you silence that doctor's account. How is that the equivalent of, again, using your own standard of him yelling fire in a crowded theater? Fire in a crowded theater. That was your standard for ruining people's lives. Wow.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let me just take a quick pause here, and I do want to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide. And you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4, the number 4, Gold IRA. 877-4, Gold IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4, Gold IRA. You think about their corporate board, you think about these people that were given this much power at Twitter, and when they made up the rules as they went, right? They just made up the rules. They literally made up the rules as they went along, and they could pick up anything they wanted to and say, yes, we're going to run with this, and yes, we're going to ban this. Representative Daniel Goleman, who was the lead counsel on the first Trump impeachment, he actually just claimed that it's a lie that Joe Biden pressured Ukraine to fire the prosecutor investigating Burisma, where his son was on the board. And again, Twitter would let this go unchecked. It's a lie, by the way, and I'm going to prove it in just a second. But first, listen to this Democrat today trying to figure out a way to best, in essence, scream fire in a crowded theater so that this hearing would just end and no one would care about what was actually being exposed. That the United States government was working and colluding with the private sector to shut down and ruin the lives of conservatives or anyone who said anything they didn't like, including medical doctors.
Hunter Biden introduced his father to a top executive at a Ukrainian energy firm less than a year before the elder Biden pressured government officials in Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company. That is false. 100% false.
Is the gentleman sure about that?
Yes. In fact, I am sure about that. And as the lead counsel in the first impeachment investigation, we proved that he was actually fired because he was not prosecuting corruption. Not that he was fired because he was prosecuting corruption.
Corruption of that the president's son's company. I'm sorry, would the gentleman yield? Corruption of the president's son's company?
I'd like to reclaim my time.
I love this guy. So let's go over what he just said here. Damn it, I'm the lead counsel on the first Trump impeachment. I'm the one that was impeaching Donald Trump. You may have recognized that voice because that was the voice you heard the most during the Trump impeachment first time. And he just claimed that Joe Biden never pressured Ukraine to fire a prosecutor investigating Burisma where his son was on the board. We know that the prosecutor was investigating his son's company that he was on the board, Burisma. That's a fact. But he says that Joe Biden never did this. All right, let's go to Joe Biden. Here's Joe Biden in his own words, literally saying exactly the opposite of what the lead prosecutor in Trump's first impeachment just said in front of the Twitter executives as he's trying to protect them because the entire ruse is falling apart in front of the American people.
Well, I was not I, but it just happened to be that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones. So I got Ukraine. And I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "Nah," I said, "I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch, got fired.
There's Biden on video saying he got the guy fired. And this congressman, who was the lead counsel to impeach Trump the first time, claiming in front of Congress today that's a lie, that Joe Biden pressured the Ukrainian government to fire a prosecutor investigating Burisma. Joe Biden admits this is real. Representative Major Marjorie Taylor Greene, also speaking today to Yoel Roth about saying, and again, making this personal because it is personal at this point. You permanently banned my Twitter account, but you allowed child porn all over Twitter. This is a member of Congress saying this. Listen carefully.
So glad that you're censored down. I'm so glad you've lost your jobs. Thank God Elon Musk bought Twitter. And you know what? Let's talk about something a little bit further. It's amazing to me, Mr. Roth, as the head and trust of safety at Twitter, your ability, or should I say inability, to remove child porn. Now, here's something that disgusts me about you. In your doctoral dissertation entitled Gay Data, you argued that minors should have access to Grindr, an adult male gay hookup app. Minors? Really? You know, Elon Musk took over Twitter and he banned 44,000 accounts that were promoting child porn. You permanently banned my Twitter account, but you allowed child porn all over Twitter. Twitter had become a platform, you said, connecting queer young adults. You also wrote on Twitter in 2010, can high school students ever meaningfully consent to sex with their teachers? In 2021, while you were the director of trust and safety on Twitter, an underage boy and his mother announced a lawsuit against Twitter because Twitter was benefiting from and refused to remove a lewd video featuring this boy and another minor. That is repulsive. But you violated me. What were my tweets? Okay, let's talk about them. I was talking about the deaths being reported on VAERS. By the way, that's on the CDC website. I was also saying that I didn't think any entity should enforce a non-FDA approved vaccine or mask. Guess what? A lot of people agreed with me, but you called that COVID misinformation. By the way, I'm a member of Congress and you're not. I also said the controversial COVID-19 vaccines should not be forced on our military. You want to know something? Republicans stopped that in the NDAA.
Ladies, time has expired.
You could understand why these Republicans are letting these people have it today. AOC, by the way, isn't mad that children are being chemically and surgically castrated. She really did everything she could to defend these people today. In fact, she was attacking libs of TikTok. She also lied about Boston Children's Hospital giving hysterectomies to children. AOC said that account is still on the platform, isn't it? Yoel Roth wrote back or said back, regrettably, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So she can go out there and lie and they'll say, we agree with your lie, AOC. Right? We agree with AOC because she's one of us. She lied. Boston Children's Hospital, by the way, is now offering gender-affirming hysterectomies for young girls. And again, AOC says that never happened. All right, I'm going to prove that she's lying to you right now. Listen carefully to AOC say this about Republicans who exposed it, and they shut down, again, accounts for exposing what was happening at Boston Children's Hospital. And I'm going to play the audio from Boston Children's Hospital proving that we were right when we exposed it. And here's the lie today from AOC.
Additionally, Ms. Navarroli, are you familiar with the account Libs of TikTok?
I have heard of it from the news, yes.
Mr. Roth, are you familiar with this account?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Are you aware from August 11th to August 16th, that account posted false information about Boston Children's Hospital, claiming that they were providing hysterectomies to children?
Yes, I am aware of that and other claims from the account.
And are you aware that this lie was then circulated by other prominent far-right influencers?
Yes.
And are you aware that all these claims, which I have reiterated, were false, culminated in a real-life harassment and ultimately a bomb threat to the Boston Children's Hospital?
Yes, I am aware.
And this account is still on that platform today, isn't it?
Regrettably, yes, it is.
Regrettably, yes, it is. Now, he doesn't work at Twitter anymore, but at least he's showing his bias. Now, I want to make it clear. I condemn anyone that makes bomb threats for any political reason, for any reason for that matter. But let's go back to the story about Boston Children's Hospital. It was not a lie. All libs of TikTok did on August 11th of 2022 was repost a video from Boston Children's Hospital. This is what Boston Children's Hospital put out on their own damn website.
Gender-affirming hysterectomy is very similar to most hysterectomies that occur. A hysterectomy itself is the removal of the uterus, the cervix, which is the opening of the uterus, and the fallopian tubes, which are attached to the sides of the uterus. Some gender-affirming hysterectomies will also include the removal of the ovaries, but that's technically a separate procedure called a bilateral oophorectomy. And not every gender-affirming hysterectomy includes that, and people who are getting gender-affirming hysterectomies do not have to have their ovaries removed.
That is at Boston Children's Hospital, now offering gender-affirming hysterectomies for young girls. And then again, you hear AOC today lie, saying that never happened, when that's exactly what did happen. These are the scumbags at Twitter who were silencing, censoring, and shadow banning, including the President of the United States of America, prominent conservatives like myself, who no one could see our tweets and no one could find us when we tweeted things. That is what was actually happening. And now that they've been caught, they'll just lie to your face about it and tell you they didn't do anything wrong. They'll tell you that there was never a real story about Boston Children's Hospital actually doing hysterectomies to young children, to women. And then you can play them the audio from Boston Children's Hospital telling you about their gender-affirming hysterectomies. But they get to sit there like AOC and flat-out lie about it. This is why it was important for the Republicans to gain back control of the House so that we can have these questions. Former Twitter official, and I'll end with this, describe Donald Trump
article
and the reason why Donald Trump needed to be censored this way.
Article that it was in, but it was a news article that I had read in which the former president said that he liked to send out his tweets like little missiles. To me, that sounded exactly like weaponization of a platform in his own words. And yet Twitter was not concerned.
And yet Twitter was not concerned. So what did you do? I took it upon myself to make sure that we banned him. So Donald Trump, she says, he would send out little missiles. That sounded to me like weaponizing of the platform in his own words. So therefore, that's why we can ban a sitting president of the United States of America. Wow. Share this podcast with your family and friends, please. Everybody needs to hear Twitter being exposed. And I will see you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.